You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Matt, did you ever go to the Big Ten Media Days?
I have not. Did they have the media?
Did they have the media days back then?
Yes.
Who would they take? Captains?
Captains only.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I watched the SEC Media Days last week. My goodness, there couldn't have been a state trooper left in Alabama when Nick Saban showed up to the Media Days, which were in Hoover, Alabama. Isn't that where that high school team was shown on MTV?
Yeah.
That show?
Yes.
Yeah.
But how about all the negativity surrounding Nick Saban recently? Just for me, in my week off following Pro Football Talk, Chris Dishman, you know, former player, played for Saban, I believe, with the Houston Oilers.
When
I believe, was a defense coordinator.
Right.
Chris Dishman came out and said that Nick Saban was such a negative coach that for a while, Chris Dishman thought his name was effing a-hole. He would use reference to him so often wow. that he would have to take his jersey off and check the back if that was not on his jersey. That, and then also, too, just Plaxico Burress came out and said that that Nick Saban deterred so many guys from focusing on the NFL draft, you know, negating them from seeing where they can get drafted and withholding their draft their preempt draft status or draft grades from the NFL.
Because they get that to see if they want to come out, right?
And they get it right about Christmas when they're focusing on, obviously, a New Year's bowl game.
Well, he also said, didn't he say that his team was very distracted getting ready for Ohio State because there were agents that were, there's a period of time where they can meet an agent, right?
Yep.
And that agents were talking to them about their NFL
and the university provides that.
Yeah. So anyway, but that was amazing, that SEC Media Days. Those guys are like kings.
Yes, they are.
Huh? I mean, Mike Pettine's coming in on the show or Jim O'Neill sat down in front of us. These guys.
They're the face of that university.
They're the face of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, when Nick Saban or when Les Miles or Steve Spurrier or Mark Richt or any of these guys, and I'm sure it's the same in the Big Ten now, especially with Jim Harbaugh adding a little sizzle up there, walking in, those media days things are really something. All right, there are going to be big days here in Berea as we get set for the start of training camp. Now, tomorrow we'll preview the Steelers, and I was listening to Bill Cowher on a NFL show on satellite radio, and he thinks the Steelers are going to be not good, but very, very, very good. You think so, too?
They're going to be great offensively. It's just a matter if the young talent that they have on the defensive side of the ball can mature and step their game up. And without Dick LeBeau, they'll have a very good defense.
Okay. So he thinks that's going to be good. That's Keith Butler is running that defense right now. Really kind of cut his teeth here.
Yes, he did.
Back in 1999, he was on Chris Palmer's staff here. So we'll look forward to learning more about the Steelers, who made the playoffs last year. But remember, Le'Veon Bell was injured in that playoff game against Baltimore. And I think Ben Tate played for them.
Yeah, he did.
Playoff
and
game.
Starts the season and on a one-game suspension.
And I think Ben Tate fumbled in that game.
He may have.
In that
no surprise.
Game. Yeah. Anyway, Matt, a lot of fun today.
You too.
We do not have a British Open champion yet we leave air. But
Zach Johnson
is closing in on it, trying to get his hands around the claret jug. Anyway, tomorrow we'll be back same time. And for Nathan Zeger, I'm Jim Donovan. As always, Matt Wilhelm back in place. Thanks to Jason Gibbs. Thanks to Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com for previewing the Bengals for us. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock here from Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.